This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on government efforts to ensure fair and transparent conduct of examinations. The participants are Professor M. Jagdesh Kumar, Chairperson, University Grants Commission, and S. Rangabhashyam, Anchor.
We are indeed fortunate to have with us Professor Mamidela Jagdesh Kumar, the Chairperson, Chairman of University Grants Commission. Professor Jagdesh Kumar, a warm welcome to the program. To talk about the recent issues relating to instances of irregularities in examinations, what would you say, what steps are being taken to address them?
Protecting the interests of our students is our top priority. We need to protect the integrity and fairness of our entrance examinations, because lakhs of students, they prepare very hard and attend these examinations for admission in various universities and colleges. Therefore, it is in our top of our mind to make sure that the examinations are conducted smoothly. That is the reason why the government has taken several steps. A new Director General has been appointed for National Testing Agency. The government has formed a high-level committee headed by Dr. Radhakrishnan, who is former ISRO chairman. This committee consists of experts from different domains. Professor Randeep Guleria, who is the former director of AIIMS. We have Professor K. Ramamurthy from IIT Madras, Professor Aditya Mittal from IIT Delhi. These are people who are deeply involved with the conduct and reforms of the IIT entrance examinations. This committee will review the entire functioning of the NTA to restructure the NTA for efficient performance. This committee will provide recommendations on the entire gamut of operations that take place in the conduct of the examinations, including the data security protocols and other protocols that need to be followed so that these examinations are credible, they are transparent and fair. But with respect to the cases, the possible irregularities that have been reported, the cases have been transferred to CBI, thorough investigation, both in the case of NEET UG as well as the UGC NET. And once the inquiry is completed, the offenders will face the stringent action possible as per law.
Professor Kumar, let's talk about NEET UG. There had been allegations of irregularities and lately allegation and confirmation of paper leakage. The issue went to the highest court in the land as well. But what is the way forward now?
The matter is in the court and NTA is providing all the information to the court to take appropriate decision. I think the next hearing is scheduled on July 8th. And also parallelly, inquiries are going on. CBI is looking into it. And also in different states, the police are looking into it. I'm sure a viable solution will be found out to protect the interests of the students who have written the NEET UG examination.
And regarding the other examinations, like you spoke about UGC NET, which has been cancelled, so that is impacting lakhs of candidates, and also the NEET PG examination, which was actually scheduled for today, that is the 23rd of, and also the CSIR NET examination has been postponed. Is it as a precautionary measure that nothing untoward happened, and probably later on, once the recheck is done and people are doubly sure, then it would be conducted?
Just for the general information of the listeners of your program, UGC NET and CSIR UGC NET, both these exams are used to give PhD fellowships and also as an eligibility for appointment of the assistant professors in universities and colleges. So on June 18th, UGC NET was conducted in about 83 papers. And on June 25th, the CSIR UGC NET exam was expected to be held. But however, now it is postponed. The UGC NET, it was conducted on June 18th, but on 19th June, around 3 p.m., we got the information from I4C, the Indian Cybersecurity Coordination Center, which is under the Ministry of Home Affairs. And they indicated to us with the screenshots of the question papers posted in the dark web and other platforms, indicating that there was a possible irregularity that might have taken place. And immediately the Ministry of Education looked into all aspects of this information given by I4C, and they took a decision by 9 p.m. the same day to cancel the UGC NET, primarily to protect the interests of the students and to protect the integrity of the examination. And the UGC CSIR NET examination, even before the examination was conducted, it was cancelled. It is postponed to a newer date in future just to make sure that no such irregularities will happen. And NTA is working seriously on deciding the possible dates for both UGC NET and the UGC CSIR NET.
Professor Jagdish Kumar, I'm sure you'll agree that National Testing Agency, NTA, is a relatively new organization, and there have been issues raised pertaining to the manpower, that probably the manpower is insufficient and the organization maybe takes on temporary contract or deputation people. There's a huge manpower issue in NTA. Do you think that is a contributing factor? And also, when we see that the NTA has a huge mandate, it has the NEET UG, the NEET PG, CUET, UG, CUET PG, then umpteen number of JEE, then umpteen number of university-specific entrance examinations.
When some recruitment examinations are conducted by NTA, NTA was established in 2017 by Government of India with the sole objective of conducting all these public examinations through one single organization. Earlier, many of these examinations were conducted by, for example, CBSE, AICTE. So different organizations were conducting these examinations. Now, we have one national testing agency to take care of all these examinations. The first UGC NET examination through NTA was held in 2017, immediately after the formation of the NTA. So it is about 7 years since NTA has been formed, and NTA has been conducting large-scale examinations. For example, last year, it conducted various examinations for a total of 1.3 crore students. And this year alone, NTA has conducted examinations for about 80 lakh students. And about the staff availability within NTA and its functioning, all these aspects will be looked into by the high-level committee that has been formed. In fact, this committee is going to meet tomorrow. The first meeting will be held, and they will examine all these aspects. See, the whole idea is that in future too, the number of students who will be writing these examinations will keep increasing. Remember that we have kept for ourselves a goal of increasing the GER to 50% by 2035. That means, although today we may have 23 lakhs in a NEET UG, but in the coming years, it may become 30 lakhs, 40 lakhs, and 50 lakhs. So then the numbers will keep increasing. And that's the reason why this expert committee will look into all aspects of how to conduct these examinations in a fair and transparent manner, keeping the future increase in the number of students who will participate in these examinations.
Professor Kumar, do you feel that maybe NTA should stop conducting recruitment examinations, which it can do away with, and maybe focus on just academic entrance examinations?
Well, let the committee look into all these aspects, because NTA was primarily established to conduct the public examination for admission into colleges and universities. So since these numbers will keep increasing in future, the expert committee will look into all these issues and suggest recommendations so that these examinations can be conducted successfully.
Sir, let's also talk about the new Act, the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It has some stringent provisions, 1 crore penalty and imprisonment up to 7 years and a lot more. Do you think this could be a game changer, a major deterrent to people, you know, looking at unfair means in examinations?
Absolutely. You see, when lakhs of our students are writing these examinations, if there is any irregularity or any malpractice that takes place because of some unscrupulous elements, you are playing with the future of our young students. Therefore, any offenders who engage in such activities should be punished with the strictest possible punishment. And earlier, we didn't have any such act. I'm happy that Government of India has notified this Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act. And as you rightly said, this act has very strict punishment for such offenders. They can be fined up to 1 crore rupees or they can be put in jail for up to 10 years. And I'm sure with this act in place, it will act as a strong deterrent for any offenders who may try to sabotage these examinations through malpractices.
Professor Kumar, let's also talk about the new technology. Technology has always been considered as a panacea to all the malaise, all the issues relating to conduct of examinations. But with the advent of the digital technology, it seems to be kind of a double-edged sword. On one hand, you can do encryption of the question paper so that there is no leak and nothing. At the same time, you know, systems can be hacked, which makes it all the more easy, and there could be someone sitting at a remote place accessing the question paper and solving it unscrupulously and giving it to people. What do you think? We should kind of review our standard protocols of the latest technology as well?
There are two different ways in which these examinations can be conducted. One way is to have more human involvement. You have printed question papers, you have OMR sheets. When a lot of human involvement is there in the conduct of these examinations, the possible human errors can derail the conduct of these examinations. Because you are dependent on so many invigilators, you are dependent on so many people across the country in these centers, even an unintentional human error, such as distributing a wrong language paper to the students, a wrong OMR being distributed. These are human errors which are a possibility whenever so many humans are involved. If the exam size is small, perhaps these printed paper version, OMR based examinations are okay. But if the numbers are increasing, perhaps using technology will help us in making sure that possible human errors are minimized, because the delivery of the question papers and then the students are giving these answers on the computers, which are captured by a local server in the center, and then all this data is collected by a central server. So in between all these processes, there is elimination of any human intervention. Therefore, the security of the examination will be very, very high. And there are also protocols to secure these examinations from any possible cyber attacks, such as disconnecting the center from the internet and so on. There are standard protocols. It requires really very proficient, perhaps a cyber attacker to break into these kind of systems. Whereas in the case of the other examinations where a lot of human involvement is there, the unintentional human errors also can derail. But both have their pros and cons. So we cannot say that one is the perfect system as compared to the other. There can be no perfect system. Any system has certain things that can derail the examination process. Therefore, these examinations have to be planned with a lot of care, and every small detail has to be looked into so that any such irregularities or human errors do not derail these examinations. So the expert committee that has been formed, they will look into all these aspects, to what extent we can use technology in the conduct of the examination, to what extent human involvement can be there, so that a better examination system can be designed to protect the integrity of these examinations.
Professor Jagdish Kumar, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on government efforts to ensure fair and transparent conduct of examinations. The participants were Professor M. Jagdish Kumar, Chairperson, University Grants Commission, and S. Rangabashyam, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.